This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. NIH Chief Director Dr. Francis Collins pledged that science will be behind decisions if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the United States. Teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the U.S. if proper precautions are not taken. One teacher in the U.S. state of Missouri was just 34 when she died Sunday. A third grade teacher died Monday in the state of South Carolina, and two other educators died recently in the state of Mississippi. It's unclear how teachers in the U.S. have become ill and with the coronavirus since the new school year began. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, hitting then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths. The number of infections is more than 27.7 globally. Researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong now say that stool tests may be more effective than respiratory tests in identifying COVID-19 infections in children and infants, since they carry higher viral levels in their stool than adults. The samples may carry the virus even after it's cleared from a patient's respiratory tract.